Originally from South America, the tomato was brought to Europe in the 16th century by the Spanish, not as an edible vegetable, but as an ornamental curiosity. In the 1700s, its use in gastronomy was experimented, and in Sicily, the population began to use it sliced and then dried to obtain a concentrated sauce known as the black conserve, which was stored as loaves. In 1867, Carlo Rognoni began his career as a pioneer of tomato farming and of the making of hardened loaves of concentrated paste. In the second decade of the 1900s, about 70 active processing plants were already active in the territory of Parma. But the most important historical period for the diffusion of the product on the international market was between the 1920s and the 1950s. Thanks to the support of the experimental station for conserve, created in 1922 and directed from the start by Francesco Emanuele, Parma reached the top of all three sectors of the tomato industry: farming production, processing, and food technology. This is a prime position which Parma still holds today.